You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. It's Alex Dunn with Tom Morley on the latest edition, looking ahead to the best of Tuesday's racing, of which there may not be much of it. Already lost Fos Lass, Air is pending an inspection, so we're going to play it safe and focus on two contests from Gosforth Park. Action at Newcastle. Mr. Morley, how are you?
I'm very well. I obviously would have picked Newcastle anyway, wouldn't I?
I think you probably would, yes.
No, good racing there.
It is, and we'll get to that shortly, but with it being Monday, apparently, it's New Year's Day.
Could be any day, couldn't it?
Who knows if it's a Monday or not, but we've got a Monday jury to go through from the Racing Post, shamelessly stolen. New Year, same old features. Now, we've got the first question. Has your view on the likely Gold Cup winner altered after Kempton and Leopardstown?
Not really, to be honest. Might bite. Was very impressive, had more in hand than the winning margin, behaved well. Obviously, you've got the fact that maybe on a huge day with lots of crowd at Cheltenham, that's a small question mark, but everything Might Bite is doing is being done well. And so I wouldn't say Kempton altered it. It might have helped confirm it. And with Sizing John, a rare poor effort. You know, you can always forgive a bad run,
yeah.
But you'd be more worried if you were a fan of that horse at this exact moment. So I would be sticking with Might Bite. Thistle Crack is a no for me. Native River jumps, stays okay. But I think, no, I'd be more happy with Might Bite. If I had been a fan before, I'd still be probably a bigger fan now.
He's not done anything wrong, has he?
No, nothing at all.
He has at Cheltenham last year.
Yeah, but since, then, since then...
Yeah.
Everything he's done is good.
Okay, next question. Anything you like against champion hurdle favourite Bouvardaire at a price?
Not really.
You are allowed to say no.
That's okay.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Nope, I see in the old Racing Post Adam Nicol talks about My Tent or Yours, and I think that's a very valid point. And you can see that horse running into the places again, because you've got Fahine obviously flopped, and the rest have question marks. I mean, who might actually end up there is another matter.
Yeah.
So My Tent or Yours may be a logical alternative bet at an each way price, but as for getting in the way of Bouvardaire, no.
Okay. Question three. Could you see Politolog, Min and Fox Norton turning over Altior? Or Fox Norton, I should have said. Turning over Altior.
Well, Altior, of course, is a big question with his win problem. It's very hard for people outside the inner circle to really know quite how much of a problem this was, and still is, and potentially still will be.
It could just be a minor little thing. End of
story. Could be. It could be something that's sorted, or it might be something that they... think they've sorted, and actually when push comes to shove it isn't sorted. So I'd be a little bit more concerned if I was a huge fan of Altior, because clearly there is or has been an issue and you're not going to know much.
No.
And so then we go to these horses that are brought up. We'll start with Fox Norton. Didn't run great on Boxing Day, so I wouldn't be that happy with that one. Min got beat by Simply Ned in the stewards room, but it was a fairly disappointing... I wasn't exactly sitting on the edge of my seat with excitement at the performance in the first place.
No.
And so therefore you're left with Politolog, who does appear to be going places at least, and you know, won again at Kempton on the 27th. Good jumper, maybe he doesn't want it too fast, so a little bit of rain would help, but out of those ones, Politolog would definitely be the one that I'd be most keen on.
Okay. Fair enough. Next question. Give us a tip or two for New Year's Day.
I could probably go for a few cards on New Year's Day, but
we had plenty of racing. I think you'd struggle. Still,
yeah, we have. Well, true, I can't remember them. Yeah. But later on in the podcast, we'll give a tip or two for
For tomorrow.
Yeah.
For the day after New Year's
Day. Yes.
Okay, who do you think will win the trainers' titles in Britain and Ireland?
I don't think it's particularly clever or anything to say that Nicky Henderson will probably win in Britain.
Yep.
I think you'd be struggling to find too many people who may disagree. It's all very well to say Nichols and Twist and Davis have got some ammunition, but Henderson has got plenty of ammunition and usually comes good on the bigger days. And yeah, I would go for Henderson. Closer in Ireland, I reckon that one will be quite nip and tuck, and it will literally be probably one or two first v seconds that will swing it either way. I wouldn't be shocked if Elliot won it.
Mullin's having a torrid time of things at the minute.
Well, there is that as well. This last week hasn't exactly gone well. So I'll lean towards Elliot, but I think that, you know, it could be a battle to the end. There'll be lots of swings and roundabouts in that one.
Okay. And the final question, what's your resolution or wish for the new year? I suppose it's meant to be racing-based, but I'm not fussed if it isn't.
Resolution? No.
No?
No.
Just keep being you, Tom Mullin.
Exactly. Why change?
Exactly.
When it's already good.
Yeah. You're enjoying yourself, aren't you?
No, my wish for the new year on horse front is I'd like lots of winners.
Yeah.
Personally. On the punting side, secondly. But I'd rather own more winners if I could take the one or the other at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
On normal, everyday life, to wake up as happy as I woke up this morning.
There you go.
And for Stowmarket Town to win every game at football they play.
You're pushing your luck now.
I know.
Okay, as for Tuesday's action, again, forgetting the days, we're looking at two contests at Newcastle. Which two are we looking at? I haven't even asked you.
Well, to be honest, I suppose I'm not going to say I'm going to go through four races, but there are four races that intrigue me because I've got two runners up there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we start in the 4:10, and this, it's becoming a bit of a cliff horse for me, this horse, which is of concern, but Warif. Now, he wasn't seen for a long time before running at this track back in October and November. And both runs were decent. Came second to Prost.
Mm-hmm.
And disappointed possibly a little bit next time when favourite. Could have bounced. Then it's been running at Chelmsford. And this horse falls out of the stalls. And we know Chelmsford doesn't generally suit that. I will admit, when it last ran at Wolverhampton, it was a bit disappointing in my eyes. But we're back at Newcastle where it had done its best work. Got some new headgear on. I think Warif is a pretty nice, and I think it's an each way price certainly as we speak.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm quite keen on Warif. And you know, a quick run down some of the others. Ice Royal running okay, but looks handicapped to the max to me. Chestnut Fire may run again, a nice race, but hard to see it winning. In Arm struggles off this mark. The next couple, Alexandra Kollontai, Medici Bonchier. Not being in great form. Fellow, probably best effort last time ever.
Yeah.
But more is needed off this mark on that horse, in my opinion. Della Guista, I presume, will be one of the favourites, if not the favourite, up in class here.
Taking a hat trick now.
Yeah, clearly in great heart. But this is different standard, I think. Rockwood, recent form, leaves a bit to be desired. Newmarket Warrior actually does have some sort of interest to me, as perhaps one that can creep into the places.
Loves it here as well.
Yeah. Got called the wrong name, didn't it?
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah. But I'm going to stick with Warif. I realise I've followed it a little bit, almost I feel like I followed it too far at times, but back here, I'm happy to go with Warif.
That's in the 4:10, a handicap over a mile. What's the other race that we're focusing on?
The other race we're focusing on will be, let me get my times right, the 5:10.
5:10, which is a conditions race over 5 furlongs.
Yeah.
These races typically are trappy.
They are.
This looks no different. And I think one of the reasons why they are sometimes trappy is because you don't get an each-way feel to them. And unfortunately, that's the case again.
It is. And
7 runners set to run.
And I, the first thing I should say, I'm going to go with Blue de Vega. And it's not because I've spoken to Robert Cowell and I have any particular amazing knowledge of the horse, other than I always thought this horse was quite a decent tool when it was in Ireland. It lost its way. It's moved back to this side of the Irish Sea. Came second on a first outing for the yard, which was a decent effort at Kempton, got beaten by Solomon's Bay, who's since been sold for $390,000 to go off, I think, to Hong Kong. The question mark, I guess, is five furlongs. You know, Robert always says some of these horses have to learn how to sprint, and this horse will still be learning how to sprint.
I will just say, by the way, you do own horses with Robert Cowell.
I do, yes.
Just letting the listener know that.
That's a very good point.
They've never heard you before.
That's true.
Just making it clear.
And, you know, so I think this horse will be really good. Whether it's still on the learning curve is a question mark, and therefore that five furlong trip is a slight issue. But Newcastle, there's plenty of pace in this race. It could fall apart near the end if they go too quick. So I'm going to take a chance with Blue de Vega, staying on stoutly late, because I don't know if a couple of these are possibly having a warm-up as well to go off to Dubai.
Okay.
You know, Caspian Prince was out there last year.
Yep.
And doesn't run on the all-weather very much. Final Venture was out there last year.
Yeah.
Did well out there last year. And that hasn't run for a fair amount of time, you know, 111 days. Atletico on ratings isn't good enough, but likes the track. Dr. Sardonicus, I don't think, is quite up to this standard. Did come fourth at Wolverhampton, and I think we'll build on that, but shouldn't be good enough to win a race against some of these. Gracious John, official rating of 110 now. Well, a really nice horse, but is it top quality? I don't see it in my eyes. You know, it nails the results, and I don't take anything away from the horse, but in 6 months' time, would I expect Blue de Vega to be a better horse than Gracious John? Definitely.
Yeah.
And Intisab is dropping down in trip. So I'm going to go for Blue de Vega. And it is a shame it isn't eight runners.
Yes.
I think it would be a price and would then have made a nice each way, you know, bet.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a chance and go Blue de Vega to stay on late.
Okay. Great stuff, Mr. Morley. Well, best luck with your selections on Tuesday and good luck for the rest of the year, both as an owner and a punter. And the same applies to you, listeners. Hope you have a profitable 2018. And we'll catch up with you tomorrow on the William Hill Daily Racing Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.